BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Turkey is hosting a summit on Syria that brings together the leaders of Russia and two key European countries, Germany and France. Discussions will focus on efforts to find a political solution to the conflict, as well as reconstruction and refugees. From Istanbul, Sarah Rainsford reports.
Moscow's military backing has helped President Assad regain control of much of Syria. But some 13 million people have been displaced by the fighting. Many are here in Turkey, some 500,000 are in Germany, and there's been public pressure in both places for them to return home. Russia is offering to help as part of its push to end the conflict now. But it needs international funding to rebuild Syria after 7 devastating years of violence.
The US Defense Secretary James Mattis has told a major international security meeting in Bahrain that the murder of a Saudi journalist, Jamal Khashoggi, in the Saudi consulate in Turkey must be of concern to all. He said the US could not tolerate such a ruthless action. Here's our security correspondent, Frank Gardner.
The US Defense Secretary James Mattis delivered a mixed message here in Bahrain this morning. He sought to reassure his audience that America still had a rock-solid strategic commitment to this region. But he also said the US would not tolerate behavior like the recent murder of the Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister, Adel Jubeir, conceded that some people had exceeded their authority, but he accused the Western media of hysteria in its coverage of the case. People, he said, should withhold their judgment until the full and transparent investigation was complete.
The Sri Lankan president, Maithripala Sirisena, has suspended parliament a day after he sacked the prime minister, Ranil Wickremesinghe. The move came shortly after Mr. Wickremesinghe called for an emergency session of parliament to challenge his dismissal. Anbarasa Natarajan has more details.
The sacking of Ranil Wickremesinghe and the appointment of the controversial former president Mahinda Rajapaksa as the new prime minister has plunged Sri Lanka into a constitutional crisis. The decision to suspend parliament until November the 16th is seen as an attempt to give time for Mr. Rajapaksa to get the support of MPs. Overnight, supporters of Mr. Rajapaksa stormed a state-owned television network, which they regard as loyal to the outgoing government, and briefly forced it off the air. But elsewhere in the capital, Colombo, the streets remained calm.
World News from the BBC.